Oh my goodness, another week has gone. It's freaking crazy how quickly this year has gone. My God. So yeah, thank you so much for joining us. You're on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Last episode here for us before Thanksgiving. I'll have my thoughts on that in the last segment. But hey, without further ado, I've got someone that you're going to want to hear from. She's running for state senate. I have Emily Cephas.
Hello. We're here.
What's going on?
You know, a lot.
You're busy. Yeah,
yeah, we're busy.
What's new? Not much.
No, just running around like in a million directions most days. But here we are. Yeah. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Because so often we get distracted by the national stuff and it's insane. But I think what we have in Wisconsin is a really incredible opportunity to have something that we haven't had since 2010 for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. And I think you're going to be part of that solution.
I hope to be.
Right?
I do. Yeah.
So talk about that. What's your district? Where are you?
So it's Senate District 19. Okay. So it's the rural western parts of Outagamie County. And then it goes into Wapaka, Washera, a teeny tiny bit of Portage County, and then Winnebago as well.
Nice.
So it kind of like skirts around like the Oshkosh, Needham, Menasha, Appleton, like anything that's suburban or rural is the 19th.
So oh, okay.
It's a big area.
The city of Wapaka?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. I used to work there.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm connected to that community.
Yeah, I have too. I've been on the chain a few times.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It is a beautiful area. Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is not your first time running.
No, I ran in Assembly District 56 last year in 2024. So each Senate district is made up of three Assembly districts. So yep. It's going to be 55, 56, and 57. So I know a third of the area already, which is exciting.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to build it bigger and better this time.
Yes. Do we know, how is the district makeup?
It is, again, a lot of rural communities. So it skews a little bit older in most places. It does, again, it covers Greenville and the outskirts of Oshkosh. And so there's younger families as well. But it's going to be a lot of those long country roads,
yep.
A lot of long driveways, talking to folks that are working really hard out there.
Do they know a mix of what the percentage is? Do they know, like, all right?
Well, with the new maps, it changed the Senate district lines, obviously. And so this last cycle, I think Trump won it 62%. So it's an uphill battle. We're chipping away at a mountain, but yep. I'm excited to build on what we built last time.
I think that was an enigma.
Yeah?
I do.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, because, it's in... I mean, you have conversations with people.
I do.
Think that the Trump, in every analyst, they're like, well, yeah, that was a Trump year. So they can't really count that. You
right.
Know?
Yeah. He is not a normal candidate.
A person. He sucks.
You said it, not me.
So
Mark.
Much. So, no, that is a lot goes into that decision.
It does. Yeah. But I think like for me, it was, you know, you run in a way like I talked to thousands of people on their front doorsteps and like sat down in kitchen tables and stuff. And it's been those stories and like those people don't go away. Yeah. You know, I felt like I hit a brick wall in November of 2024. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But to go from that and say, you know, like the problems persist and the people in charge in Madison, like who have the majority right now on the Republican side are not alleviating the problems that these people are still experiencing. So let's see if we can get some new leadership, some new blood in there that's ready to make some change.
Yeah, that would be freaking sweet. and it's crazy. You know, you go through that whole campaign cycle and you hit the brick wall and you just pass out.
Yeah, I did for a minute there.
Yeah, but then you get back up and you're like, ah, screw it, let's do it again.
Yeah, I mean, like, I run marathons, so it's kind of, it reminds me of that, where it's like, at the end, you don't ever want to be asked, will you ever do this again? But after, like, the pain subsided just a little bit, you're like, you know what? That I learned a lot. Like, I actually enjoyed the process, and we're gonna do it.
So talk to us about yourself. What's your background? I was running marathons. You're nuts.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? What do you?
Well, so I used to teach. I was a classroom teacher for a while there, and then we have three kids, so they're getting older. We have a 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and then my youngest is 7. He's also adopted and has some pretty significant special needs. So I do a lot of running around to appointments and therapies and things like that. But ultimately, like, I've kind of taken on this like volunteer organizer role, and I'm just trying to step in where I can to help people.
What did you teach?
I taught language arts and literature in a middle school setting. Yeah. Oh, and I also taught in Mexico and Nicaragua for a little bit. But
for real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Talk about that. What was that like?
I did my student teaching. So it's like half of your year. I did 8 weeks in Mexico within a bilingual school. So that was fun. It was immersion, and I got to teach, you know, these little tykes. And then I was in Nicaragua, like in a coffee growing region for a while. Oh. And I got to teach like in a, you know, a school, one room schoolhouse with a dirt floor, and talking to folks that are working on the mountainsides with their families. Yeah.
How was that?
It was eye-opening. Yeah. Like, it really opened my eyes to like what abject poverty looks like in a setting like Nicaragua, a developing country. But also like that community aspect, you know, like, and just connecting with people and how important that is. And that, I think we've gotten away from that, like in our society, because we're able to be so individualistic. We travel freely. Like, there's so much wealth in this country. And so it's like, not so much about the neighbor down the road. I want to get back to like knowing my neighbors. Right. And like showing up for each other. So
it's man, like that would give me such, I'm going to talk about it in the last segment, but it's such perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear people complaining. It's like, bro, you have no idea.
Right, right. I know. Exactly. Exactly. Is it really a problem? No.
Right. And then, but then I think it also would cement a little bit of like what really is a problem, you know? And I mean that by like, you look at the state legislature and how they don't, there's no willingness, no desire, no nothing to actually solve problems with people from opinions that are different than them.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. It's like you, and that is, I think the, right, these things have never been working for so many of us for so long. And I think just getting back to that, you know, rolling up your sleeves, fixing the immediate problems when you can, but like refining programs and systems so that they actually function for people that need them, instead of being like, you have the wrong letter behind your name or on your little placard. And therefore, like, no, like Robin Voss yesterday or whatever, earlier this week with the postpartum Medicaid extension. And then like, you have bipartisan support, man. It just was, you can't seem to get past your own self. And it's sad.
It is sad. And, you know, it's interesting to see that. And I would have thought that the ideas would have changed when they see what's coming.
Right.
You know, and it's like, you know, you've pissed a lot of people off these last, you know, freaking what, 20, 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to build some bridges and mend some fences here, because no one's going to want to work with.
No.
You know,
and frankly, if you're not willing to solve the problems, like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Like, get out. So.
Right. And I've talked with Senator Chris Alfheim about this, and it was interesting. Like, in the legislature, you can't even get a bill to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
As a member of the minority party.
That's what I've heard.
No, you can't.
I know.
And you have to work with someone who is a Republican, just and do all the work and then hand them the
I think
bill.
That I saw Senator Royce. She was like, these were my bills, but they repackaged them and now they're Republican bills and they're actually being seen. She's like, so good for us that this is happening.
Yes.
It's just unfortunate that we're playing these kind of silly games as adults.
It is ridiculous.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
I know. We need adults in the room.
We need adults in here. We're talking with them. We're talking with Emily Cephas, running for state senate. What kind of, I don't know. I mean, talk about the campaign. What have you done so far?
Well, we're pretty new. So we've just been kind of getting our feet under us. So I'm, you know, forming my volunteer team. So I've got folks from across the district that we're reaching out to right now to get in the same room so we can kind of talk about what the ground game's going to look like. I really think that with the culture being as it is right now, like the most effective thing we can do is talk to our neighbors on their front steps and do it in a way that's like rooted in respect. So there's that. We also, like, I just wrapped up a big food drive, because as the government shutdown was happening and so we were able to raise and donate thousands of pounds of food to local community pantries.
That's cool.
And dollars as well. Like, I mean, and it was so cool to see ordinary people that were like, I'll put a bin out, and we just went around and collected them. Yeah. And it's just folks that are like, the government's not working for us in the way it's supposed to. So we're going to step up and do what's right for our neighbors.
How does it work with, you know, your state senate and there's three assembly people that are running? I mean, what kind of a teamwork do you have with those folks that are?
It's a good question, because typically, like, to my knowledge, I'm relatively new to the running side of things. Like, there hasn't been a lot of coordination, but we're changing, like, that the goal for me in 19 is to change that, where I'm working directly with all of the assembly candidates to make sure that we are like supporting each other, that we are helping to cover the ground, because these are all non-targeted districts, which is an important thing to mention.
Yeah.
So we were not going to get the same help that somebody in a Waukesha or in Appleton or, you know, wherever, or Green Bay is going to get. And so we really need to like create our own wind out there.
Yeah.
And so the most like the communication and the collaboration that we can do to make that happen for each other, I think will be really important. And also just continuity wise, so that you're not like being like, run as a Democrat in an unwinnable district and let's do it again, because that's really hard to ask for people. So,
When I was a Republican back in the day, mm-hmm. My first race that I worked on was the 88th Assembly District. And it was John Klinke. And one of the things that he did, and he was successful at it, was he was running, and they all kind of, helped out the candidates that were running in Senate and Congress and all of that. They all worked together.
Yeah. I think it's like getting out of that.
They have to do that.
They have to, because otherwise you're operating with, I think that because it's such a hard, it's a hard thing out there to run. But like if you operate with a scarcity mindset where you're like, those are my voters, like that's never going, those are my donors or whatever it is, that's never going to work.
Dumb.
Yeah. And so we just really need to be rowing together and like bolstering each other. So
yeah.
That's the plan.
Are there announced people for those seats? Are they?
No, not yet. So if you're listening and you live anywhere and you want to run, seek me out. I'm happy to talk.
It is. It's a little early.
But
you know, but I think too, if the district is going to be a little bit difficult,
I think the longer runway you can have in these districts, just because like you have to earn trust, right? And you can't show up 3 months before an election and be like, I'm here, vote for me, because they won't. But if we can just establish ourselves as like, we're here over and over again, like I have to believe that people will be like, oh, she keeps showing up and doing these things.
Right.
Like, she clearly cares about us enough, or she's got enough time on her hands to make it happen.
Or
so,
both. Yeah. You know, that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's like, oh God. It is like running a marathon. There's a lot that you have to do.
Yes. And we're only at like mile two. So hop on in.
Good Lord. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of response have you been getting at the doors?
People are kind
of... It's way early to do
it's
doors.
Super early. And it's not the same kind of doors, right? Like I'm obviously not going and being like, vote for me.
Like nomination.
But, right. But
can
what,
you circulate right
no,
now?
No, I'm not even doing that. It's just going up to people and being like, hey, what hurts? Like, basically I'm like, hey, I just want to know what keeps you up at night. That's all I'm here to do. And sometimes it's people mentioning like all these federal issues, but oftentimes it's like, I'm working really hard and it's really hard for me to pay rent or to pay my mortgage or to go to the grocery store. And so like just talking to folks about issues that are right outside their door and slapping them in the face and then trying to like work with them to be like, let's see if we can address these issues locally.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when can you circulate?
April. Plenty of time.
Take the winter off, man.
Nah.
Oh God. No, yeah, don't do that. But like I remember running for county board and knocking doors in the winter and it's dark and it's cold and it sucks. Oh my God, I hated that so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking with Emily Seville. She's running for state senate here in the Rational Revolution. Stick around, more with her when we come back.